they believe us.
Like, hey, here's all my bank information. Right. Look at all my Facebook password. So I'm not saying that. What I was speaking of is already having an established relationship.
You still live with your mama. Tell me you still live with your mama. If you got $30,000 in debt and student loans, or you being evicted.
On where we at with it.
Right.
You should not lead people on just to have sex with them. If you want to have sex with somebody, just let them know. Let it be what it is and let them
With their penis, let's be honest. With that penis, it's like, stick it anywhere, do it everywhere, who got it? And the girl looked dirty and nasty, it's like, where?
Alan and Eve, here to help you believe.
Hey, believers, thank y'all so much for... Hey, believers, thank y'all so much for joining us. Of course, it is Alan and Eve, and we are here to help you
believe.
So, I just want to dive straight into it. Building trust in a relationship. My thing is to start off open and honest. You know, like, what's wrong with that? Just being open and honest, sharing passwords. Right. Not like it's a secret or something. And I know some people say like they want their space or they want their privacy and things like that. But if you want to build trust,
right,
be trustable. Is that even a word, trustable?
Could be not.
I don't know. But
could be not. Right.
But do you have any insight on it, you know? What would you tell somebody?
In a relationship, in a boyfriend and girlfriend, stuff like that, you don't particular because you don't really are getting to know each other a little bit better because you don't want to, we're not saying fully, just give out passwords, give out bank information and just throw it all to the wind.
First of all, I ain't saying nothing about no bank information, saying, but like, okay, you got to make it clear.
Right,
I understand.
Like it's take a little steps into it. Mm-hmm. If you see the fruit, you see them, how they trust in their other friends and family. Yeah, you were very dependable when I saw your trust level way, how you treat your family, definitely. You don't have that many friends, but I see the way you was just trustworthy with your family. And
right.
It didn't like you was trying to get over with money. You ain't trying to get over with doing them dirty and stuff. So that indication showed me like, okay, I can trust her a little bit more.
Good points.
Right. But if you have people who just out there, we know these people, and we know how dirty they trying to get over with money and situations with other people, maybe their job, and we like, well, everybody do a little things here and there, but if these things are constantly over and over, different things, little bit here and there, they're showing, if they'll do it to their friends and family, they will do it to you.
Right.
Now, we're not saying... Because things could change in the future.
Right.
They might be like, oh, man, somebody taught me this. So,
right.
You know, I grew up around maybe they grew up with thugs or prostitutes or hood rats and stuff. So this is the street mentality in me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if they have that inside, maybe we just like, okay, let's see in the future. Would they get rid of it? Or this is just who they are in this season. And, you know.
Right. I mean, good points that you made because, right, you shouldn't just jump in and like, hey, here's all my bank information. Right. Look at all my Facebook password. So I'm not saying that. What I was speaking of is already having an established relationship. You've already built somewhat of trust. I would say about 3 months of consistency with this person. I don't see anything wrong with 3 months. And I don't feel like it's a set time period, whatever feels comfortable with you and that person. Because my thing is this, you'll share your body with that person before 3 months, you'll share sexual intimacy,
right,
but don't want to give a password,
Their cell phone
or their cell phone password. And that can make someone who has already been through negative experiences with that can make them insecure. So you would be helping your spouse with just being, again, open and honest. I was open and honest with you regarding everything that I was going through at the beginning, which was a lot of mess.
Right.
I had a lot of stuff going on when we first met, but I built trust with you by just being open and honest and saying, hey, I'm being the victor right now.
Right. You manly know? The bad stuff. That's what builds the trust. Manly being completely like, yeah, I'm a great person. I do this. I do charity. I do all these different things out there in the world that look at me. And that's not really building trust. That's just bragging that I'm going to take, okay, maybe they might be a good person. But as soon as you show me something bad, it's like, you're a little skeptical. Tell me about everything that your past relationship, what you're going on right now. Everybody's not doing the greatest in these moments or in the future or whatever or a different situation. If you still live with your mama, tell me you still live with your mama. If you got $30,000 in debt and right. student loans or you're being evicted, you're from job to job to job. That's how you build trust, by being completely transparent and honest with somebody.
That's true.
But a lot of people don't want to do it. They want to fake it and just show people, like, look how good I'm. Look at my Instagram and look at my body and look at me.
But that's all fake, too, because filters and everything else. You could see people's photos is filtered, or women and men have on wigs and all of this makeup, and it's just a false reality for themselves. And if someone is living in that delusion with themselves, I think that's dangerous. For you to put on a whole face full of makeup and really walk around as if that's who you are, and that's not who you are, you know?
Right.
You're not even comfortable with yourself. And I think that is an issue. You don't even trust yourself. And you know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. Most people definitely, and men, I think in particular, with finances, they don't trust women with knowing their bank information. They think every woman out there, because they see from social media, out there to get them, out there to trap them with babies, trap them to get married. Now they on alimony, or because a lot of men don't want to get married. They don't want to go through that mess. They just like, yo, you got yours, I got mine, and just leave it like that. So if we get married, I don't know you. I don't know what your intentions are.
Right.
So they're skeptical on that end. But the other end, with like with their penis, let's be honest, with their penis, it's like, stick it anywhere, do it everywhere, who got it? And the girl look dirty and nasty, it's like, Where's your sense, your common sense? Like, and that's for me back in the day. It's like, this ain't smart. This ain't, you can say, oh, you know, I got a, you know, loyalty and I need to trust her and stuff. But like you said, you know, you're throwing your body and giving her your body and doing all this other stuff and then having babies with her.
Right.
And then be mad at her when it's like, well, no, I can't marry you because I don't trust you like that.
Right. But you trusted trying. Somebody with your body. That's right. The crazy part
right.
to
you
me.
You weren't trying to trust
We
somebody.
Do this. We as people, we do things like that. That does not make sense. So if you want to build trust in a relationship, you should be open and honest from the beginning. You should be an honest person. It all starts with you, in my opinion. If you walking around lying and deceiving yourself on different levels, that's what you're going to do to your spouse and anyone else.
All right. If you got a car, nice car, tell them, hey, yo, this is lease. If you got a nice house, say, you know, I'm struggling with more or whatever. You I mean you don't have to be telling everything. And I think it's maybe.
But I think it's important to express that. Because if this person is going to commit to you, they need to know that, hey, my car note is behind.
But not everything in the beginning, because we don't know, you don't know this person like that. You trying to get to know, because they could be like, now you telling every personal business about, now they going on social media, like it has been seen, females and male telling all your business on social media, though, if you got
but
STDs or
that
something
ain't
like
even,
that.
It don't even matter if it's at the beginning. It's long-term relationships that go out there and blast them like that, so I'm just saying, either way, if you want to start off being open and honest, good or bad, you need to tell that person.
I feel
and
like
let
I
them it. Make a decision on if they want to continue with this.
So you just like, just tell them everything. Just
I'm not
them.
Saying everything. Of course, bank information, sensitive information, social security numbers. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm talking about student loan debt. Your car is getting ready to be repossessed. You're getting ready to be evicted. Yes, somebody should know that. That is a lot for some, you know, that is not. That shows that you are irresponsible.
Or are you still in love with your ex? Are you still with sleeping with your ex? Are you hanging out with your ex or something like that?
What
or,
are your true intentions on where we at with it?
Right.
You should not lead people on just to have sex with them. If you want to have sex with somebody, just let them know. Let it be what it is and let them make that conscious decision on this is just going to be strictly sexual. we don't recommend it, especially if you call yourself a Christian. We shouldn't be doing that, but it happens.
But no, okay, now one thing I have shown, because it happened to me when I was out there dating and wilding and whatever. The girl was up and, first of all, she was a little too honest. She was up and honest with me, telling me she was talking to me and somebody else. Mm-hmm. She was acting, she was doing, saying some other weird stuff. It was weird. At that moment, I ain't gonna lie, I judged her as like, don't get close to her. Mm-hmm. Now, but she was open and honest and told me, hey, I'm talking to you and somebody else.
Right.
And yeah, I think but that was me. I kind of did judge her like she was out there and to stay away from. But she didn't, I think she just stopped talking to me. And I was like, I was cool with that. But some people can't get to the point where I know somebody else like, yo, I was honest. And I told him I still live with my mama. I got bad credit. I'm from job to job.
And that's okay.
But they didn't want to talk to me.
And that's fine.
But they feel like, well, my friend, they don't tell the truth, but they get all the girls or she get all the guys and they get in a relationship. What telling the truth? Where telling the truth ever got me? If I said that right.
Avoiding being in a 2-year relationship, 3-year relationship with someone for it to ultimately end. That's what you are saving yourself. Being an honest person, even when everybody else around you is not honest and forthcoming. So at the end of the day, we can't say, oh, hey, everybody else around me, you know, we do
no,
do
I,
it.
No, I know, but somebody out there thinking.
I know, but saying. We do that. We say, oh, well, my cousin over here, he got 5 girls and all of this other stuff. But if that's the type of lifestyle you want to live, again, tell that person that and let them, don't waste people time. Because somebody might be open for that. Somebody might be like, okay, an open relationship. You do me, you do you, I do me, we good with it.
Right.
But don't somebody thinking that this is going to be a commitment and eventually, you know, go into marriage and you know deep down inside you would never marry this person, nor do you want to be married. That's not right.
Or you secretly have a porn addiction.
Or that.
Honest, be honest and talk to that person about that. Down eventually, before y'all had sex, you need to talk to them about that.
Thank you for pointing
it
out.
And it shouldn't be the first or second date. Maybe like the 6th date, be open and honest where they really feel like they catch a feeling. It should be in that range from the first to 6 dates or whatever. Or before y'all make it official. Like, hey, everybody has certain issues about them.
Yes.
That they need to just be honest and upfront. Not be like, hey, nothing wrong with me. I'm good. That should be a red flag to a lot of y'all.
Definitely.
Nowadays, somebody got something wrong, something mentally and spiritually, they got things going on. And that's all I want. I just want to say that. So we can wrap it up from here.
Okay. Well, yes. If you want to be open and honest with someone, that is the best way to build trust. And of course, in a marriage, you should already be open and honest with your spouse. I don't understand with the hiding or, oh, I can't talk to him or her about this or that. Well, you married the person. So why would you marry someone that you didn't feel like you could communicate with?
Right.
I'm just asking, you know?
Right. No, I get it.
Okay.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, well, we love y'all and we hope that y'all have taken some wise advice out of this conversation. And we will hope to see you all join the conversation in the comments below. We love y'all. And until the next time, it's Alan and Eve here to help you
believe.